First of all, sir, what is your principal criticism of the way that we have conducted our war in Korea?
It's my opinion that we should fight the war to win in Korea, rather than try to settle it at the diplomatic table, which is impossible when you're dealing with Russia.
Well, Mr. Van Zandt, would you extend your will to win so far as to include the atomic bomb?
Very definitely, Dr. Peterson. I've always been a firm believer that we should use the atomic bomb, not only on Korea, but north of the Yalu River in Manchuria. I think that there are several targets in northern Korea we could use. That is, we could destroy them with the atomic bomb. We could destroy them and contaminate them.
There will soon be an end to this cold and wicked war, when those hard-headed communists get what they're looking for. Only one thing that will stop them and their atrocious fun: if General MacArthur drops a atomic bomb. Now over in Korea, our boys have fought and fell, but they died just like heroes amid a minute shot and shell. They had their hands tied behind them and were murdered by the score, by those dirty-minded communists who started this sad war. They'll be fired just in the middle, flying all around, and the radioactivity will burn them to the ground. If there's any commies left, they'll be all on the run if General MacArthur drops a atomic bomb. Old hard-headed Joe will be feeling mighty blue when it finds out it's bitten off more than he can chew. For the pressure will be ended and the job will be well done if General MacArthur drops a atomic bomb. And his schemes, just leave it to the general, for he really has the nerve to give those no good communists just what they deserve. They'll be fire, dust, and metal flying all around, and radioactivity will burn their playhouse down. If there's any commies left, they'll be all on the run if General MacArthur drops a atomic bomb.